I mean, listen, it's been very challenging, not only for residents in the area in Dowiska Ross Cairn, but also for commuters who had to come through that junction over the last 10 or 11 months. Now, the situation is that we've had many told many times that it would be finishing at a certain date. That hasn't happened, and it was being put off and put off, and it's been 10 months over the finish date, which was supposed to be August of last year. Now, finally, we're seeing it coming to conclusion. We see that the lights will come on at 11 o'clock next Wednesday, the 14th, in the morning, and that's positive. I think what's really, really important about this is that we have to make sure now that the junction will function to its proper capacity over the coming years. And I think that the initial stages, I think, is really, really important. And I think that, you know, today's briefing from Galway City Council Transport Section have what they have said is they will monitor it closely from Wednesday on over the next few weeks to make sure that the sequencing is proper and that, you know, these are working to the best of the lights are working to the best of their capacity. So I think that's really, really important. I think with the ongoing work as well in the South Dowiska Road with the active travel, we've seen a lot of controversy over the last week with the, you know, they're trying to bring that junction down to one lane. That's now being readdressed as well. And I think that's positive. So I think over the last, you know, few days, we've seen things turn a bit. I'm just really hoping now that we will see this junction, when it opens on Wednesday, will work to its full capacity. I think a lot of people out there are expecting it to fail and that it's not going to work. So I hope that they're proven wrong and it does work, because it's vital for commuters entering our city and also for the residents every morning that have to use that junction to drop their kids to school or go to work. And so that's really, really important, as we see it working well.
And I suppose whatever your opinion on the junction and whether it's going to work or not, or if it's better or not than a roundabout, there will likely be, I suppose, what you call a bedding in period where things will probably not be optimal for a few weeks at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a few weeks for it to get up to its capacity and get working, you know, to the optimization working properly. And I suppose we have to account for that. But I think it's really, really important that, you know, after them few weeks that we see it working to its best, and we see that flow of traffic flowing from coming in from more and more. It's a main artery coming into the city, so it needs to be working to its best capacity. I think also, I suppose, as part of this as well, it's really important that we learn lessons from this project. I think what we've seen now is that it's gone over by 10 months. We never should be seeing that again in any of our projects within the city. Also, we need to see, as I point out many occasions on your radio show, that it's really, really important that we see that the penalty clause is put in contracts going forward, because what we don't want to see is a situation where contracts are going over the time that was allocated, and then obviously that we're going to see a huge amount of cost incurred by the taxpayer. And I think what's really interesting about this as well is that when the final financial statement comes out in a couple of months, we'll really see how much this really costs. They say it's below budget. I don't believe that will be the truth when we actually tally it up in over the next couple of months. So that's going to be really interesting. The general public are really interested to see that as well.